Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Those of us who spent like 30 years in the gay rights movement, as it were, our core objective was to remind people, we did in the 80s and 90s, really, we said, we just want to be like you. We don't want to change your life in any way. What we did was emphasize what we have in common with everyone else, not what sets us apart. In other words, what we were doing was a universalist human experiment. What they're doing is a very particularist, identity-based defense of it, which appeals to no one because it's not even asking anybody to agree or disagree. It's demanding obedience because, again, this comes down to philosophically. If you believe in power, if you believe in truth, they don't believe in truth. They don't believe there's any stable truth, let alone about biology or anything else. So the only way they can do this is by the exercise of raw power.
Okay.
Yeah? Life is good. How was your Easter?
I didn't celebrate Easter, Kate.
Really?
Instead of celebrating the resurrection of my Lord Jesus Christ, I decided instead to celebrate transgender visibility.
Mental Illness Day?
Yeah. I felt like, you know, Jesus knows I love him. So I really should do something to let these freaks understand that I really love them, too.
Well, that's so generous of you.
You know, I just... The thing is this Transvisibility Day has been around for a while. It's not new. Mm-hmm. But Biden chose Easter to announce it.
Yeah.
As if it's something new.
I'm pretty much expecting a lightning bolt to hit his head at any moment.
Well, a cardinal has, an archbishop.
Oh, yes.
Has decided that it's time for him to be excommunicated. And I've thought that for many, many years.
Yeah. I don't think he represents his faith.
Not even close.
Not even at all. It's an interesting thing. And the guy, you know, is sort of right with it coming into this thing. I think back in the 70s and 80s, it was trying to coast in as, we're just like you, but we don't want to bother you. Okay, we're just talking about, well, they're making it a whole entire thing about a being, but it's sexuality, but they've turned sexuality into everything. And now it is by force, and he was right about that.
I believe this, and I would ask people to start doing this. Mm-hmm. All heterosexuals should make a public spectacle of their sexuality. Hey, tonight I'm going to go home and have sex with my wife. You know?
Yeah.
We need to,
and then claim it defines you. As far as that goes, it's the most important thing about
Absolutely.
You. Yes, I agree. It's just getting nauseating at this point.
It is.
He was right about the force factor, and a lot of people in that community are noticing that too, and they're coming out with that more, which is nice for them to say, but the whole movement has a problem.
Well, they're not saying it to be nice.
Yeah.
They're saying it to take some heat off of them.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people are being outspoken about saying enough is enough is enough.
Right.
Stop it. And so their defense is, well, we don't agree with those wackos either.
Right.
Like that.
No, you're right. It's a great tactic. We'll talk about this more with Pesta, I'm sure. Pesta, Dr. Duke, from the Dr. Duke Show, coming up next hour. But is it Mental Illness Day? One writer said, yes, it's Mental Illness Day. So we'll talk. We'll definitely have more conversations about that. It's just, I know that, you know, I watched Jill do her egg. What are they doing? Egg-education?
Egg-education. Yeah.
The whole scene was so tacky, and the media won't say it. They won't say how tacky everything is and how awful it is. And I just remember last week I read from the comments on the White House page, 98% are telling him off. I mean, the country's over it. So don't believe the polls about his numbers. They're not true.
Well, the other issue is that America is upset and fed up with our education system. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've noticed, but on social media over the last 5 days, there have been hundreds mm-hmm. of YouTube videos of teachers talking about how they're overworked and underpaid. Overworked, underpaid, unappreciated. We sacrifice our lives for these children. That, you know, I guess I've been hearing that for 50 years, and it's never changed.
You know, it's funny because then why do people go into the profession?
Right.
Right?
It's not
just
to complain. A big secret.
No, that is true. That is true. I know a lot of people get really defensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When we talk about teachers, how dare we? Teachers and cops. You can't touch those two subjects for some oddball reason.
But. However, I will say this in what? Some of my personal polling, uh-huh. I have found that most people who try to defend that mm-hmm. nonsense either have a teacher in their family yeah. or are a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have a relative that's a teacher, mm-hmm. you're not so apt to jump up and defend them.
Well, you're right about hearing about that for 50 years. I mean, that's all that's the cry. And that's how they're able to also pass all the taxation that goes in to the coffers. But they're not getting money from the coffers as much as the administration is. So the administration props them up like a prop. They are the prop. They are the martyr. And then the administration takes the money and then they go again and talk about how they're underpaid. But what's their actual salaries? I mean, they're not that bad.
The average. Now, the thing about government jobs is they have a package. Mm. They have a compensation package.
True.
So their salary may seem a little low, mm-hmm. but they don't pay for any health insurance. They don't pay for their pension plan. Mm-hmm. All of that's given to them. The average teacher compensation in the United States, median compensation, total package is $124,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They just came out with those numbers, yes?
Yeah. The salary
with
is
the
lower.
With the benefit. Mm-hmm.
But they have all these benefits. The extra holidays that government employees get. The matching days off. 3 weeks of maternity. When you add it all up, they have nothing at all to complain about. Nothing.
Mm. Interesting. Well, I mean, the numbers don't lie.
There's 300,000 roughly teachers in this country, mm-hmm. K-12
okay.
teachers.
Mm-hmm.
If it was such an awful job, how did they get 300,000 people to do it?
And they keep going for
and
it.
They, yeah.
I know. No, you're right. You're right to point it out because it's the ongoing conversation,
yep.
right? And then everyone goes, you have to defend the teachers. You have to defend them.
And let's not forget, the reason that mm-hmm. it's so ongoing right now
yeah.
is because in the United States, less than 26% mm-hmm. of high school seniors are proficient in English and math.
Mm. So they've changed the entire education system. I remember when Common Core started, and I was on the air, and I had in a local school district and a superintendent. And he went on and on about how terrible it was. Well, once it was integrated with computers, they gave the schools all computers.
Yeah.
Then he went on I never said that. It's amazing. We love it. And I said, and they wanted to take me on a tour so that I could see how lovely it was. And I said, this Common Core thing is atrocious. I said, the curriculum is atrocious. And they didn't like that so much.
No.
And so I got on their bad list. But it was amazing to see how they went all in. After they got the computers, they went all in on it. And then, of course, they masked the kids right away. They were terrible to the kids during 2020, 2021. Horrifying. And I saw all of the moves they were making. And I just... what they're doing to education and trying to pass it off as education is sickening in this country. And it was grotesque to watch how the teachers were actually coming up to me trying to do cartwheels around COVID. Oh, it's a fabulous. And I was like, are you kidding me with this? It was terrible, but they had everybody on board to sell it.
The most absurd complaint we hear from teachers mm-hmm. is that they are forced...
yep.
to work early uh-huh. and stay late,
right?
And spend their own money on stuff for the kids in their classroom.
Because they, yeah, yeah.
And they're not forced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a show of hands. How many people out there would stay on your job if your boss told you you have to come in and work an unpaid hour before work,
right, right.
An unpaid hour after work,
mm-hmm.
and supply all your own working tools? Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I know.
It just doesn't.
And even
happen.
Having a conversation like this, it's so uncomfortable for people. They get really uncomfortable. It's like you have to be back the blue. Don't ever talk about teachers. Don't ever, never. You're never allowed to. There's like certain aspects that you're just never allowed to go for to make you a good conservative, which is amazing to me that we are not kind of tearing apart these narratives a little more and discussing them like we are right now. It just is strange that there's taboo subjects to me.
Yeah. But if you want to diss somebody, diss God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? I had a wonderful Easter. The good news is that, you know, he has risen. That's the best news I can give you today. The best news ever, the best news of this entire show, of everything that we cover, is that at the end of the day, he made that ultimate sacrifice for you and I.
Yep.
And so no matter what we talk about today, and there is a whole lot of stuff coming, whatever we talk about today, Christ is the most important thing. And it's the most important thing to me. And I love that message that it was funny. This guy put out a meme and he talked about Watergate. And he said, Watergate proved to me that the gospel's good news was true. And I was thinking, how in the world is that? And he said, because the people in Watergate couldn't keep a lie for 2 seconds, the 12 apostles went out and absolutely rang the bell of that message until the end of their lives. There was that truth. And it's really all about the preaching of their message was all about yesterday. Yeah. The message of yesterday. So
you,
the resurrection.
You forgot to say the peaceful end of their lives.
Yeah. Right? Oh,
yeah, every one of them martyred.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad that we don't see these things and really stress upon the fact that the best news, because at the end of the day, that sacrifice was made.
Yep.
And I know a lot of hosts won't say that today. I don't care. It's our show. We can do whatever we want. That is the best news I can give everybody. And you know what? Nobody can beat that news. That's the ultimate, is it not? It's the ultimate. When we come back, I want to give you a message and a warning that I got in my email about things that are coming from a certain company you guys all know. And I want to talk a little bit about the one guy that seemed to succumb to bird flu that the CDC can't leave the message alone. And of course, we're all going to get it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Milty and myself. So you got to stay with us. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You know, Whitney Webb is talking all about make sure that you back what you have with gold. A lot of people are speaking out about making sure that you get your IRAs, your savings, everything that's out there that you work so hard for, that you think is still going to be there. She's saying, you better do that now. Whitney Webb came out with a big message going, now's the time. I think options are going to end, and I think that we're going to be driven into this digital currency with a very, very, could be big event that they could be leading up to. And so it's really important that you at least get the information. Text on your phone, in text, go into your text and put in 989898 is the phone number, and then put in my name, Kate, just Kate, K-A-T-E, that's all. When you send that, when you just text that real fast, they're going to send you some free info, and you really need to look at that. And then let your friends and family know too, and send them the information. Okay. It's an amazing time. We've got to do all we can do to shore ourselves up. And she's saying that's the only way to get everything kind of shored up, make sure it's okay. So I got a message from Airbnb, and this is what it said. It's very weirdly specific. We're updating our extenuating circumstances policy and changing its name to make it easier to understand. I guess we're all a bunch of loons. We can't understand it. What's changing in the policy? The devised major disruption events policy. The what? The major disruptive events policy will apply to all trips and experiences taking place on or after June the 6th, regardless of when they were booked. Why June the 6th? Strange. What's changing? Here you go. Foreseeable weather events at the reservation's location are explicitly eligible for coverage if they result in another covered event, such as government travel restriction or large-scale utility outage. That's oddly specific. Yeah. And so the policy is only going to apply to events in the place where the reservation is located, and events that impact a guest's ability to travel to their reservation are no longer covered. And so your getting on to Airbnb constitutes acceptance of the updated major disruptive events policy.
Really?
Yeah, you're automatically in on this. You automatically consent.
I like that.
I know. And it's weirdly specific with a really weirdly specific date of June the 6th.
Power outages. Uh-huh. Huh?
Yeah, large-scale power outages or government travel restrictions. Yeah. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but I'm going to prepare for power outages. I'm buying an electric car tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Nailing it. Oh, you guys. So what are we going to do? So I would suggest it's an election year. You never know what's going to happen. And I not only do I think they're moving us to the right in a bad way, not because it's the right move, but because there is something going on here that is not good. The reason that they're doing that, I'll explain that later, and I have on the show before, but I think that it's very plausible that we could get these two things this summer or fall or both. And I think that we should be extremely prepared for them. So here's your warning. Cause these little things, they're not so little. They're like big tells, you know, what's coming. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb is going to be privileged enough to get information ahead of time, like some of these other major corporations, okay, that are very woke. So what I would do is there's all kinds of lists of things that you should be ready for when a large scale power outage hits your place. And the problem is that people don't realize or know, because you can't, how long it's going to last. But I have a feeling it would last for a long time, maybe for people's freezers to go out, maybe for enough time to pass that you've got, you know, serious problems, you know, with like what I would just be ready. Have a generator, have a way to honestly make sure that you're ready.
Yeah.
I just got a little worried when I read that. I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've been practicing myself eating beef jerky.
So true. I mean, it's scary what could happen. And we don't realize how vulnerable we are for a power outage. And I feel like that's coming. I really do. And I have felt that way for a little while. When I got this email, I went, oh boy, can we survive that if that lasted 30 days? I mean, not going to the store, not being able to get gas, not being able to do a lot of things. So we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. And put in my name, Kate. Hey, everybody. I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I hope you go to activatefiq.com. Get some supplements ahead. Just be ready for anything. Be ready for shipping. I mean, look at the bridge, right? Bridge collapse. Look, just be right now is a really good time to prepare. Preparewithkate.com, and also please activatefiq.com for supplements. I just wish, you never know how long shipping stuff would be, have problems or be harnessed. And so make sure that you're okay with everything that you've got and have ample supply. ActivateFIQ.com, they have everything. And put in the code word Kate. They've got copper, magnesium. I take that. They've got Whole C. I take that. Whenever I start to get kind of a tickle in the back of my throat, I take their Whole C, and it's amazing. I love it. Also, just go peruse. That's all I have to say. ActivateFIQ.com. Code word is Kate. When I don't know, when I want to find out what's coming. I usually go to The Simpsons. Said no one ever, but this is kind of funny and kind of fascinating, actually. Here's four things that The Simpsons said are coming this year, because you know they've usually been pretty accurate. They've kind of nailed a lot. The rise of the robots and the technological revolution. Okay. They had an episode called Ouch Robot. Okay. So their 2024 prediction is not far fetched. The episode provokes critical questions about the balance between AI and by the way, I don't know if people realize this, the King Fraud Law Administration, just came out. I think it was their, it was the Office of the Chiefs of AI. They have a new AI division. So that's interesting. And then also the foreboding of Sino-American tensions. This talked all about China. In fact, the president grappling with a crisis economy, partly due to a massive debt to China. And it stops short of predicting an outright war. The narrative hits at escalating tensions between the United States and China. And there is a story about Chinese factories, hat tip, Eric, thank you, Vanishing Act. So just a lot of weird things happening at their factories right now. The other one was zombie apocalypse. a metaphor for viral outbreaks? Okay, I don't think so, but I think it could be a lot of other things. They envisioned a zombie apocalypse with caused by contaminated meat. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was a Halloween special, and of course they turned into zombies. And then Donald Trump's 2024 presidential run, and it talked about a segment in 2015 featuring a background sign saying Trump 2024. In 2015. Trump 2024, gathering attention following his announcement to run in the 2024. But we were told a year and a half ago that it would be Biden versus Trump, right? So no mystery there. And then also that it aligns with an earlier episode from 2000 where the show hinted at Trump's presidency and its economic impact. And then just kind of talking about the fact that he could be our next president. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys because they have kind of or sort of or a lot nailed it in the years. And so it's kind of interesting. They also had this birdcase flu. This bird flu case. What is my deal? I need more sleep, Milty. So this was talking about the guy with bird flu. Bird flu detected in a single person. This is supposed to be a big, big deal. CDC is going crazy over this, trying to tell everybody the fear of, oh my gosh, bird flu. It reminds me of this, the Wheel of Fear. Here we go.
Sony Pictures Studio. It's America's game.
Fear. I just love the smell of fear.
Yes.
Ooh. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah, I'm so afraid. And so that was the Wheel of Fear. And obviously, very interesting that you would get the one case. The one case is now an epidemic.
The very first case in February 12th of 2024, the first human influenza A H5N1 bird flu infection happened in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not near China.
And arrived in Texas.
Yeah.
Right? Texas?
A month and a half later.
Okay. So this is interesting. So back in 2014, right? Ebola?
2014.
Okay, so I was on the air, and I remember saying this, and boy, did I get heat. Same heat we got in 2020. I said it's obviously something that is not going to affect all of us. Stop listening to the press. And I did some research on that, and the research showed this guy from Malaysia, and he was a PhD from Malaysia, and he did this big study on how long the press goes after a headline and nonstop headline. And it was about 2 to 2.5 months. And then you see it vanish. So at the time I said, this is just headline news to grab your attention. And I had people texting me and emailing me and saying, no, Ebola's coming. And oh my gosh, Ebola, Ebola's going to get us. Like, this is real. This is dangerous. This is crazy. And I remember saying, nope. And I got so much heat. And then it was a nothing burger. 2 to 2.5 months, they gravitate toward a headline, and then it's gone.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a nothing burger.
What, did two people have?
No, there were actually a huge percentage of increase over that first case to 11 cases.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is big.
11 cases between 2014 and 2015.
330 plus million people. That's 11's a lot.
Would frighten me.
So twice we've nailed it on the 2020 thing and Ebola. So that's good. Our odds are good. But I just remember getting so much heat. And I said, no, this guy did this study. And he said that this stays in the news for a specific amount of time. It's geared to for the Wheel of Fear. That's what they were invoking. And so I said, give it 2 months, it'll be gone. And it was.
Well, there was a huge outbreak of Ebola in West Africa after that Texas case.
Yeah.
And they blamed it on the United States.
Well, you know what? We're over there with our vaccine programs via Bill Gates experimenting on everybody over there. And it's so sad to me that we use them as the guinea pigs. And it's terrible. It's terrible. We've done shows on that. It's just awful. But I think in the wake of the Wheel of Fear, we just make sure, you know, that the people around you keep their heads on straight when it comes to this kind of nonsense over and over again. I'm tired of it. You're tired of it. Come on. Somebody gets bird flu from cattle. And who even knows what bird flu is? I'm questioning. That's all. Just questioning. Okay.
I think that good advice, though, more important than when things start looking haywire to keep people with their heads on straight near you.
Yeah.
I think you should do it all the time.
I don't know. It's funny because it doesn't matter how many times they do it. It's like climate change. People will still believe it. Yeah. They'll believe human-caused climate change. Like you can actually change the weather with the stuff you do.
Well, I went and bought a fur coat other day. Because when the sun blocks out on April 8th, it's going to get cold.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, are we wizards? I mean, what in the world? You can't change the weather. And you can't... when they capitalize on a one case, on a one-off, I mean, you're not afraid, right? I don't think this audience would ever be afraid. But how many people around you get afraid of this kind of stuff? And meat... Oh my gosh, you guys, they are going in the direction. So they're really going to be pushing this kind of stuff hard about meat and contaminated meat because they want to go into synthetic meat.
A neighbor of mine must have heard about the bird flu, though, because he got on his recumbent bicycle today with a mask on.
Oh my God. What are people thinking? What happened to us? We used to have common sense. It was a really joyful thing. We used to be so smart. Sad. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Phone lines 888-673-1450. Of course, you can call up. We're talking about a lot of just smaller things that aren't in the news. In the news is Israel killed Iran's general. In the rest of the news, there are so many different little tell stories, like little things that I think are bigger to talk about than the big stories that they want us to concentrate on, for sure. I think that we are in a strange place of having an opportunity to be okay through some of what's going to happen. And I think that we have disasters coming. I think we do have power outages coming. They're going to blame it on hackers. And I think that we have travel restrictions coming. I really do. The only thing is how they're going to do that. See? Because they're going to have to try to convince a whole lot of people that they have to have all these shots, right? Or whatever it is, or some sort of a restriction. What could restrict travel?
The way around that problem is to make the next one actually quite deadly.
Yeah.
And so the people actually seeing death will frighten them even more. We never really saw death.
No, because it only happened in the ICUs. Yeah. They were responsible.
But if they let the next one loose that really starts laying people out in the street,
yeah,
that'd be a different story.
Right. Probably. You're probably right on that. It's disconcerting because I think everyone thinks, okay, we're seeing the truth about what happened. Right. Even people that were diehard fanatics about the shots that are so dangerous and causing a lot of illnesses and cancer and death are now waking up. So how could they get the majority of the population? I've been thinking about that a lot lately, how they would have to do that and get everybody in to get their digital IDs for travel and digital IDs all swooped into one. And the states are being very effective in this. They are putting together all kinds of things, our state included, just the state of Utah. But states all over are implementing vast, vast programs, right, Uncle Milty?
Yeah. Why would anybody, if you were really afraid of mm-hmm. some pandemic,
right?
Why would you want to travel?
Yeah, so true. So keep your eye on that. The White House ordering, this is CBS News, the White House, ready? Are you ready for this? Ordering all federal agencies to name chief artificial intelligence officers to oversee the federal government's various approaches to AI. And manage the risks that can rapidly evolve technologies, revolving technologies might pose. The directive is part of a government-wide policy, the Office of Management and Budget. Boy, that's rarely used. Are there cobwebs there? Anyways, that Vice President Hormala announced Thursday following this sweeping thing that's going on there and this AI executive order. They're not allowed to create a lot of stuff in executive orders that they do. But the White House is trying to push the federal government, known more for its slow-moving bureaucracy than its ability to adopt cutting-edge technology to keep up with the changes. This is CBS dissing the Biden administration. Right? Really? I mean, look at that. When have you seen that before? They want you to think it's the most incompetent. They want that whole Easter thing to turn into Transgender Visibility Day, Mental Illness Day. They want you to see all of this. They're moving us to the right. But they're moving us to the right with a calculated outcome. There's calculated outcomes. And I think that moving us to the right, they're not fighting the Trump administration anymore. Have you guys noticed that? CBS is actually throwing them under the bus and saying they can't keep up. They're so slow moving. Really going back to his age. Slow moving, can't do anything, right? It's very calculated. I just hope people are picking up on this. Very calculated. It's interesting to read this because usually they're all aboard the Hormala King Fraud-A-Lot train. So, yeah. Anyways, they have this new policy about AI. They're doing all these things. And I'm wondering what's coming next, aren't you? Are you guys ready?
It's so ludicrous, though, because they pushed and pushed and pushed to have AI. Mm-hmm. And then the minute the public becomes aware of AI, they start being afraid of it.
Yeah.
The government, not the people.
Yeah.
The government.
Uh-huh. Yep. I know. And it's scary because now you're starting to notice they just really started talking about AI more in the last 2 years. But you are really seeing the push for it. Maybe the Simpsons aren't wrong. You're really seeing the push this year for now. The company you work at probably is pushing some form of AI.
If the Terminator movie was true, then all of these people who have invested their time in developing AI committed suicide.
Right.
I mean, who would do that?
Yeah.
If they were really afraid that AI could become self-aware and out of control, wouldn't somebody along the way have said, maybe we better not do this?
You would think. They want to blame it for a lot of things,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they want
AI is just a computer program.
Yep.
And if they convince people that, ooh, it got out of control all by itself, they can make anything happen.
Yeah. That's more of the deep state and them making things happen.
Yeah.
It's not really AI, but AI will become the great. You're right about that.
Yeah.
AI will become the grandest scapegoat we've ever seen. Yeah. And that's why everyone is posed as, you know, thinking that it's a real crazy, hard thing to navigate and we have to go into these waters and stuff. And yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is on its own. But wow, they really are ringing that bell.
Apparently they don't remember Pong.
Right? Oh my gosh, I still remember Pong. Oh, what a crazy time. I mean, honestly, we were engaged into watching the ball just go like this.
Go back and forth on the TVs.
And you had to get your cursor up, and it was like big, you know, mystery. If you could get it, ooh, I nailed that one because it took like a whole 5 seconds, you know, very slow game. Oh, Pong on the TV. That was crazy. Anyway, Going down memory lane. Also, I just wanted to mention, this was kind of a crazy thing, but they did a study about loneliness, and they said that people are more lonely than ever, and that 40% of adults go days and days and days without face-to-face interaction. 40% of adults without any interaction. That is a sad thing. Please reach out to people more often. We can't let that happen. People need each other, and we need each other to get through all of this crazy town. And so reach out. It was a crazy study. It was on studyfinds.org, and people are genuinely going without. They're not having any interaction at all with anyone. That's pretty sad. At least 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. It's hard to believe, but at the same time, I do believe it because of how technology has changed. It's made us lonelier and actually more stupid. I hate to say that, but it really has. It has not made us better. It hasn't. We're way more dependent on it. Remember Declaration of Independence? Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be independent.
Yeah.
Not more dependent. Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. You must stay on board for that. Be right back.